This podcast is sponsored by Dr. Bennett's Life Mastery Communication and Relationships online course. Discover the secrets to effective communication and build lasting connections. Register today at verversity.com/course/lifemastery1.
Mastering Feedback Delivery: Key Communication Strategies for Relationship Building. Discover easy tips to improve your feedback delivery and strengthen your communication skills for better relationships and effective connection. Hey, so I wanted to share something pretty interesting I recently experienced, a workshop all about delivering feedback effectively. I know workshop and feedback might not sound like your Saturday night fun, but stick with me because this one actually changed how I think about communicating, whether at work, with friends, or even family. We often think giving feedback is just about pointing out what someone did wrong or right, right? But this workshop really highlighted how much of a skill it is, like an art in itself, to deliver feedback in a way that helps instead of hurts. It turns out the way you say something can make or break a relationship, and that's where interpersonal skills and effective communication come into play big time. Why feedback delivery matters more than you think. So imagine this. Someone says, "Hey, your last report was sloppy. That feels kind of harsh, right?" It puts you on the defensive straight away. But if they say, "I noticed some areas in the report that could be clearer. Here's what I think might help," it feels more like an invitation to improve rather than just a critique. That's the key difference. The workshop taught me that feedback isn't just about content, but about how you frame your message. What's cool is that delivering feedback well is a vital part of relationship building, whether you're managing a team or just trying to grow close with friends. It's all about making people feel supported, not attacked. We learned simple, practical communication strategies that make this easier. The top tips to nail feedback delivery. Focus on I statements. Instead of pointing fingers, talk about how you feel or what you observed. For example, say, "I felt confused by the last section," instead of, "You confused me." Be specific but kind. Vague feedback isn't helpful, but brutal honesty without kindness can backfire. Pinpoint exactly what needs attention, but do it gently. Balance positive and constructive feedback. Start with something positive, then offer suggestions for improvement. This helps keep the conversation balanced and prevents people from shutting down. Ask questions. After giving your feedback, ask the other person how they see it. It opens a dialogue rather than a one-way lecture. Time. It right. Don't dump feedback when emotions are running high or when someone's super busy. Find a moment where both of you can be calm and focused. What makes these skills so important? Developing strong communication skills, particularly around feedback, actually helps in all sorts of situations, whether you're at work, home, or out with friends. Good feedback skills minimize misunderstandings and help people feel valued and heard. That's why workshops about interpersonal skills are so valuable, because they don't just teach you what to say, they walk you through how to say it in a way that actually fosters connection. It reminded me that communication isn't just about talking. It's about building trust and respect over time. And when feedback is delivered with empathy and clarity, it's like giving someone a gift, a chance to grow without feeling attacked. A resource that you might find helpful. If you're curious and want to get better at these kinds of communication skills, there's an excellent opportunity I heard about, the Life Mastery Communication and Relationships course. It covers everything from how to improve your interpersonal skills to practical strategies for effective communication in all areas of your life. If you want to handle feedback with more confidence and strengthen your relationships, this course could be exactly what you need. So if you're ready to take your communication game to the next level, maybe to feel less awkward, giving or receiving feedback, or just to be better at connecting with others, why not enroll now? It's a chance to learn valuable skills that will serve you everywhere. And who doesn't want smoother relationships, right? Anyway, that's the scoop on what I learned about feedback delivery. Next time you need to share a bit of criticism or advice, maybe try some of these tips. It'll make the whole conversation a lot less stressful and more productive for everyone involved. Plus, being able to communicate better is something that helps you in all parts of life. Work, friendships, family, you name it. All right, that's my little update. Hope it helps next time you have to give someone feedback or want to improve your interpersonal skills in general. Catch you later.